to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumhaisiúin na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hi, I'm Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and climate action and talk about the things that we can be doing to help. This week, we're talking all about e-bikes. The e-bike sharing scheme Bolt has announced it's to extend its contract to operate in Bray as it nears its first anniversary in the town. Green Councillor for Bray, Erica Doyle, said the scheme has been a huge success since it was first rolled out on a pilot basis in June 2023 and has to date amassed over 75,000 trips.
I'm absolutely delighted that Bray Municipal District has decided to renew its contract with Bolt. Bolt e-bikes in Bray are definitely one of the success stories of the last few years. They're being used in such a way that it's removing car journeys from the town centre, which helps to alleviate traffic congestion. And they're fun and they're great for tourists and they're very accessible as well. Absolutely thrilled, and I hope that the partnership continues to be successful.
I also caught up with Cathaoirleach for Bray, Melanie Corrigan, and asked her for her thoughts on the e-bike scheme as well as the upcoming Bus Connect services in Bray.
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, you can slowly see a reduction in the cars that are being used, but it's just the fact it's in people's heads now. They're getting used to it. They're thinking, oh yes, I'll get a Bolt bike, whereas before they would have possibly hopped in their car. It's just been a wonderful success story, and I'm so happy to see it being extended. The whole community of Bray will benefit, you know, and you can see by the figures, it's going up all the time, the usage. So it's wonderful to see it.
And it's taking traffic off of Bray Main Street. Anybody that's been down Bray Main Street knows it is hellish. So this is going to clear up the town centre.
It will. It's going to happen slowly, but it will happen. You know, people are just getting more into the frame of mind. They're getting to know where the points are, where the access points, where they can get on a bike. They've got the apps on their phone. It's becoming more and more user-friendly and more in the people's minds that they can do it.
And I have to ask as well, on the topic of the clearing of congestion in Bray Town Centre, there's a lot of bus routes coming to Bray. This is excellent news.
It is. That the smaller buses that will be going, doing the round the town service will be absolutely fantastic. Everything, that every small little thing that takes people out of their cars and makes it more accessible for them to be able to access the town, all around the town, get down to the Dart station, get out, you know, to the Dublin Road to get buses. It's all small bits, but it all makes a huge impact. And over time, it will make a big impact.
Bray is growing exponentially. A lot of people moving there. It's really important that we find alternative travel options like bikes, like buses.
Absolutely. And we got to get people out of the cars. That's the main thing. Get them out of the cars. You know, we've some lovely walks in Bray as well. It's actually a very accessible town to be able to walk around. But also, if you know, if you're living on the outskirts, to get on the bike or take the bus. But we need the buses to be able to move quickly around the town. And that's a key thing, to be able to move quickly. And I think we are slowly but surely getting there.
Here's what you need to know about e-bikes. An e-bike, also known as an electric bike, is a bicycle that's powered by an electric motor and battery. It provides assistance to riders, making it easier to travel greater distances with less effort. It works like a bicycle, but you can get extra power from the motor when needed. To ride a Bolt e-bike, you have to ensure all components are in working order. Then adjust the saddle to your body size, hop on, and start pedaling just as you would on a normal bike. The motor will kick in and you'll feel a boost of power. A Bolt e-bike can reach a maximum speed of 25 kilometers an hour. The default maximum speed can be changed in the app from 15 kilometers an hour to 25 kilometers an hour. You can get even more information online. Be sure to check out our website, eastcoast.fm, and a handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online as well using the hashtag OursToProtect, or you can text or WhatsApp 087-77-11-103. You can also give your input on the content we produce here on Ours to Protect. Go on our socials to find a link to the survey and you can be in with a chance to win €250. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Cumhaisiúin na mBan with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.com. eastcoast.ie or eastcoast.fm.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.